The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, 9:48, 12 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Pelicans fans, tonight at 6, you can catch your Pels at the Grizzlies. Tip off at 6:30 on the Big 870 WWL AM. And then you'll have Sports Talk, of course, with the Saints Coaches Show with Darren Rizzi. That's on 105.3 FM WWL and the Odyssey app. And if you look at the first quarter of both the Pelicans and the Saints game yesterday, around the same time, they combined for a total of 13 points, which is not good. Ollie Cosell joins us, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm glad you're making that analogy comparing the two teams, because it's turning out to be one disappointing season, right, for professional sports in New Orleans.
Yep. Tell me about I don't know. We want to start with the Pelicans. Second worst record in the NBA, 4-17. It would be hard to imagine a start worse than this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and for comparison's sake, I think a lot of people remember still Willie Green's inaugural year here 3-4 years ago, where the team started 3-16. But get this, Tommy, through 21 games, at least that team was 5-16, mm-hmm. right? So this version is one win worse. And everybody understands there's a slew of injuries. It's disrupted everything. But the problem is, it seems like now that their focus is going away, right? Last game, last night, they began the game with a turnover, finished the first half on a turnover, began the second half with a turnover. And so we're seeing where they're alternating kind of close losses with really bad losses. And it's really just a lack of focus. They should be more competitive out there. And now, of course, that's weighing on everything else, right? Is Willie Green losing the team? What trades need to be made? Should you blow it up? I mean, we're talking about things that we shouldn't be talking about just a quarter of the season through.
And pretty early on December 2nd, be having that conversation.
Yeah, without a doubt. But look, the Western Conference is so competitive that really, you know, they've dug them such a hole that just to get to, you've got to think they've got to get to at least about 500 to make the play-in tournament, right, to extend their season beyond the regular season. And that's looking like a tall order because, like I said, the Western Conference is a much tougher conference than, say, the East, where, you know, if they had this record over in the Eastern Conference, it'd be a lot less games to make up. So it's understandable, right? There's about 61 games left, but, Tommy, it almost seems like everything has to go perfect the rest of the way, right? And here's the thing. Brandon Ingram's out day-to-day, and we don't know when he's going to return, but more importantly, Zion. You know, he had those PRP injections. And from what I understand, I talked to a few people, when you have those injections, you can't really run, not even run, right? No conditioning for at least 2 months. So his return is nowhere close. And if you don't have your stars, I don't know how they can make up all this ground.
I want to clean this up. They're playing the Hawks tonight, not the Grizzlies. I don't know why I said that. But tell me about the situation with B.I. He's signed a new deal or something, got a new agent or something. What's going on with him?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram moved on from his longtime agent over at Excel Sports. You know, he signed with him when he first entered the league, had a really good, from what I understand, relationship with him. But it makes sense, right? Brandon Ingram has been now seeking for a new contract for about a year. And the Pelicans, everybody assumed, were going to either give him that contract this last summer or trade him. And they were not able to accomplish either one. And so Brandon Ingram's thinking he's probably going to have better luck with a different agency. And as I think a lot of people know, he's now moved on to Rich Paul of Clutch Sports. That's the person who represented Anthony Davis, got him out of New Orleans. And so, yeah, it looks like the Brandon Ingram's time here in New Orleans is probably going to come to a conclusion real soon.
How much of a how much of a disaster is this? How much of a Titanic is this Pelicans team right now in this organization?
Well, everybody, first of all, gets blamed. Usually, yeah, you can point to a really bad front office decision, sometimes a player being out, a coach, right, mismanaging the roster. But it's just been a combination of everything. So, really, it's an organizational failure from top to bottom. But I'm mainly looking a lot at the players, right? Your top six players have to be healthy. And this is not just a problem with the Pelicans, but if you notice, there's been so many injuries across the league, and they propped up in the first couple of weeks, right? And here's the problem. Players just aren't taking, you know, the professional – seeking all the professional ways to keep their bodies healthy, right? You're entering a season where you're kind of running at half speed, and all of a sudden you're going from playing one or two preseason games in about 2 to 3 weeks, and all of a sudden you're playing four regular season games per week. And from talking to every previous NBA player, a lot of trainers, they say that load, these players can't sustain it anymore. Right? In the past, Tommy, practices in preseason used to consist of 2-a-days for 2 weeks. You were basically running up and down the court and puking your guts out, right, getting in shape. They don't do anything like that anymore.
Is that because of collective bargaining, or is that because of...
No, honestly, it has nothing to do with collective bargaining. It's just the way players now honestly just approach the game. They honestly do not put in enough effort anymore on that end. They just think they can get in shape during the season. And some players can, but there's a lot that can't.
And they get paid either way.
Right. They don't look at it as an 82-game schedule, Tommy. They really don't. And look, all you have to do is just look at the NBA awards, right, all the major ones. You just have to play 65 games. So it's almost as though the NBA signed off, here, you can at least miss 17 games, and you're fine. So, yeah, there's just bad messaging all around, but the league is in a bit of a trouble. They've really got to fix this.
Thank you. I appreciate the insights. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Man, I think we need to get some kind of voodoo ceremony, something over there on Airline Drive with the injuries and everything else. 9:54, 6 till 10. We'll find out what Noel's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.